What did you expect would be the outcome when you play by their made-up rules? The deterioration of every government begins with the decay of the principles on which it was founded. Many of us have already heard Chris Hedges' quote, which states, "We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the press destroys information, religion destroys morals, and our banks destroy the economy." Well, how could it be otherwise when men despise the word of God? "Whoso despiseth the word of God shall be destroyed, but he, as a positive, that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded." So, naturally, despising the Lord's will be an inverted outcome. In Mark 7:7-8, we see Jesus counseling against fault when he said, "Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for the doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men." We can see that those admonitions that the Lord gave the American Christians have been completely ignored today. Consider as I lay down this premise what Alexander Hamilton, a major force and champion of the United States Constitution, stated during the conception of this country. "For my own part, I sincerely esteem it, the Constitution, a system which without the finger of God never could have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests." Also consider Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, when he said, concerning the Constitution, "I am satisfied that it is as much the work of divine providence as any of the miracles recorded in the Old and New Testament." So here we see that these men believed our country was established by the divine, and this comes from just two of the 55 witnesses from the founding era of this country. Now let me propose a question to you, if you will. What if you were traveling from point A to point B and did not follow the instructions of a map to get you to your destination? That would be foolish, would it not? Yet this is exactly what politicians and the people of this country today are guilty of allowing. And the obvious results are that the country is way off course. What if, while playing some sort of game, you fail to follow the rules of that game? How could it be played? Not only that, but now you have allowed the instruction manual to be removed and have allowed others to make up rules outside of its original design and intended purpose. Again, I ask you, how could it be played out properly? How could there be a lawful winner and a loser? How much more when it comes to our representative and limited government and casting off the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution concerning our lawful rights and freedoms? If we remove the manual, the Word of God, and the founding documents, it will never come to the intended end for which it was designed or purposed. Now would it? So it is. We cannot give ourselves to changing the instruction manual and expect a lawful result. This must not happen, and yet, my friends, it has. Friends, what's at stake here is your God-given freedoms in contrast to the ill-designing of man's insidious methods of cunning to enslave. These corrupt men of today have been allowed to take upon themselves the position of what belongs only to the Lord and its original inspired designers. And if replaced, which it currently has been, only works for them and what it is that they see fit for their own gain and control over your lives. Outside of the fact that the Christian church has departed from the authority of Scripture, one faith, it now has over 45,000 denominations worldwide. I believe that it's safe to say that they have now given their allegiance over to man in contrast to the Lord's directives found within His instruction manual, His Word. So goes the church, so goes the government. When it comes to the U.S. Constitution, which is premised on common law as a constitutional republic, man, having allowed the instruction manual of our forefathers to be replaced, has now become a democracy, which now has over 101 unconstitutional parties. The United States Constitution states in Article 4, Section 4, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union, revolutionary soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America, none other than Noah Webster said, the religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. The moral principles and precepts found in the scripture ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws. He goes on, all the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
We are going to get to this today. Hello, friends. Well, there's a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also, Church on Sundays, the top left side of that page on social media platforms as well. Easy to find. Sundays, 9 Central Standard Time. We have church every Sunday if you do not have a place to go. Also, check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And if you'd like to call in, please do. That number is 1-281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. Okay, so yesterday we tapped in part concerning Samuel Adams calling the Declaration of Independence the catalog of crimes concerning the listed grievances against that of King George across the pond. It starts out acknowledging he has refused to assent to laws. That means to agree to. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly. He does not want the voice of the people. He wants to run as a despot. He has obstructed, listen carefully, opposite of the Constitution and the preamble, friends. He has obstructed the administration of justice. Wait till we get to that. He has also kept among us, namely our forefathers who wrote the Declaration of Independence, in times of peace, standing armies. What they're using today are unconstitutional agencies that are armed to the hilt, aimed at the American people, those that would oppose a global order. And he has imposed, speaking of the king across the pond that would not be ruled by God, imposed taxes on us without our consent. And they said, in end, the Declaration of Independence, which was finalized on July 2nd, the proclamation was made on July 4th, 1776, that he was a prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Let me tell you this, friends, when we read the Declaration of Independence and understand what is written thereby, also remember, friends, what they didn't put up with, their posterity has put up with 1,000 times over, believe it or not. Well, here we are in the present, and we have the same opportunity to basically show off as to who we are by the Holy Ghost in this earth as it is in heaven. The Holy Ghost is sent down from heaven to preach through us the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I'm talking about the Israel of God, the church, not geographical Israel, friends. Israel is the church. Just want to make clear. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. Before we do that, again, if you want to call in 281 Pro or Con 845-4704, I would love to hear from you. Everybody knows that your said representatives installed sodomites, extorted sodomites, and pedophiles have given a month over to those, namely the sodomites, which God condemns and calls an abomination, Leviticus 18:22. Also read Jude 1:7, Romans 1:26 to the end of the chapter, 1 Corinthians 6:9, and the list goes on, friends, concerning sodomites, or Genesis 18:19. Read that when you get a moment. God condemns it everywhere. The Lord God condemns, and so do your laws, America, which you are tolerating today. So why is it that it's so important that they get a month called Pride? Isn't that interesting that they would call it pride? Now, if you look at Genesis 9:12, you'll also understand that it runs in contrast to what the Lord established concerning the rainbow. It was set up as a covenant of peace. I want people to understand that this is exactly what the sodomites are doing. They're heaping up wrath for the day of wrath by doing so the things that they are. And I should also say to the accomplices, the American people that are giving it a pass, which many are not, you are accomplices to the crimes, and you will partake with the judgments that they partake with. And it will be one of those sayings where you wish you would have obeyed when you had the opportunity to do so, but you didn't do it. Now there's no more time. Well, there's still time, friends, because we're seeing people across the country stand up against this nonsense, this abominable, felonious activity. A Pennsylvania minor league baseball team has been issued a loss after all the players refused to wear pride-themed jerseys. These are the people that are saying, leave me alone, let us be, right? Again, these are the people that are saying, let us alone, leave us alone, but yet they're trying to force their abominable choices on others. And these guys said, absolutely not. We are not going to put up with it. We are not going to go along with it. And I'll tell you what, friends, just for them doing so encourages others to stand up and do the same thing. And it's amazing that there are people left in this country that do understand that we're not called to be the leaders of consensus. We're called to be molders of consensus. And we are following the Christ who went before us as our example, John 14:6. Here's another one. Game canceled. Minor league baseball team forfeits after players refuse pride-themed jerseys. Once again, we're seeing more of this across the country. People are tired of it. And why are they tired of it, friends? Why are they tired of it? Let me ask you a question. Over the last 25 years that you've allowed these people to make prey of your children, remember their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. That is exactly the slogan. It amazes me how many professed Christians try to defend these individuals. Hey, folks, they're okay with offending God. They're okay defending those that are an abomination in the sight of God, and they have the audacity to call themselves Christians. Nothing could be further from the truth, friends. We know what it's about. It's about the children. I got stack after stack of statistics right in front of me telling you exactly what it's all about, and I don't even need to tell you that because you already know that that is the truth of the matter. Look at this. Here is another one that has been busted. This is a compilation, friends, concerning the time that they've come out of the closet to attack the American people, and it's exactly what it's about. And what have we continuously seen concerning the fruit that's hanging on their corrupt branches? Matthew 7:16-20. Drag Queen Pride Fest founder arrested for alleged, of course it's alleged, right? Child sex crimes. I guess it's just mere allegations, friends, even when they commit the crime right in front of everybody. This is detestable. Again, why is it that the American people that profess to be Christians are okay with offending God rather than those that make the choice to act out in an abominable way? They have not been converted, friends. They have not been converted in any sense of the word. I'm going to come back on the other side. I'm going to show you a couple more videos and articles that are coming out concerning Pride Month. This is on 344 million people tolerating the crimes of those that cannot restrain themselves. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. Francis Turretin said, "Effectual calling is an act of the grace of God in Christ by which he calls men dead in sin and lost in Adam through the preaching of the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit to union with Christ and to salvation obtained in Him."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. bbsradio.com.
A signer of the Declaration of Independence, a diplomat, governor of Virginia, secretary of state, and the third president of the United States of America. The doctrines of Jesus are simple and tend all to the happiness of man, the practice of morality being necessary for the well-being of society. He, God, has taken care to impress its precepts so indelibly on our hearts that they shall not be effaced by the subtleties of our brain. We all agree in the obligation of the moral principles of Jesus, and nowhere will they be found delivered in greater purity than in his discourses. I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be, sincerely attached to his doctrines in preferences to all others. Thomas Jefferson stated, "I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus Christ."
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Sons of LibertyRadio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com, as well as BeforeIt'sNews.com. I'm going to go ahead and give it to you one more time. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. It was John Adams that said, "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity. Avarice, ambition, revenge, or gallantry would break through the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution is designed only for a moral and a Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." So, folks, what are they doing? The corrupt powers that are tolerated by 344 million people who are relinquishing and forfeiting their God-given rights, who refuse to be the government that God has called them to be, and enforcing the laws and bringing judgment upon the heads of the wicked, have now given it over to a small group of mentally ill, abominable individuals. And folks, remember, these people feed and they fed the monster that they have become, okay? And I want to show you what's going on. As a matter of fact, what we have right now, there's a circus drag show. It's happening on the floor of the Oregon House, which, by the way, an installed governor has been planted there who happens to be a lesbian. They're all installed, friends. They're all installed. We have two men dressed up as women dancing in Oregon on the floor. And they're all sitting there watching it. And again, why is our country being judged? Folks, I'm at a loss for words because in this particular situation, these videos speak 10,000 words. They actually do. But again, friends, people are procuring these things unto themselves. I want to go over to Fox News, who did a piece recently, and I'm not showing it because I want you to gloat with Jesse Waters. No, he's an arrogant guy. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We see that they're controlled opposition. They're reading scripts. They're doing what they're told to do. And every once in a while, they'll step out of character and they'll actually report on something that needs to be reported. And this is one of those scenarios.
Have a seat. Chris Hansen's back on the hunt. This time he was doing a sting in Maryland and he called himself a creep.
Walk backwards. Walk backwards. Walk backwards. Stop.
Dennis is taken into custody. He does not resist.
Dennis was allegedly trying to meet up with a 15-year-old boy. Instead, he met Chris Hansen and confessed he was a teacher.
Specifically, what do you do in education?
I oversee gifted.
A teacher, lane gifted for students.
And where do you oversee gifted?
In Baltimore City.
And you were a teacher before that?
Yes.
And what are the ages of the children?
I was a high school teacher.
You deal with it.
Well, nowadays I deal mostly with, you know, pre-K, K, first grade stuff.
Dennis is got Teacher of the Year back in 2005. Children. And taught advanced placement classes. Chris Hansen did his homework and brought the text messages.
You tell him that you want him to have you worship.
This is a teacher praying on a 15-year-old student getting called out by Chris Hansen.
Yes. I understand. I'm not refuting the words that I responded back to his direction and guidance.
You say, quote, make me your make me your call me names. And
folks,
then be intimate
they don't
for
think
a long
like
session
normal
of
human beings.
Afterwards. Make me and anything else you desire. This isn't gray area stuff, Dennis.
Dennis hasn't been charged yet, but he's currently behind bars without bail. It's not just Maryland. Chris Hansen teamed up with law enforcement in Florida. In just 6 days, they rounded up more than 50 alleged predators.
Now listen carefully.
But the press doesn't want to talk about it.
The press doesn't want to talk about it. Did you hear about that, friends? Hey, and I want to tell you where this is coming from. A majority of the press that he's talking about is the said conservatives. Because the conservatives are being delivered up just as much as anybody else is. And they're not conservatives. That's why I continuously make reference to the fact that the problem that you have today is the right. Or at least what you've defined as the right. Because if they were the right, there wouldn't be no left. And what we're finding is there's no difference in this uniparty system. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 5:13 that they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Well, it's going further than that, friends. But I'm also here to tell you that they are in number. When they are actually transferred to go to jail as they're slapped on the hands by the corrupt injustices that you tolerate, they're to sit during good behavior as well, friends. Article 3, Section 1. And if they don't, you're supposed to impeach them as well, Article 2, Section 4, and prosecute them as well, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. What I just made reference to was the provision that our forefathers gave to us in not tolerating crimes within the halls of government. See, that's why I constantly put in the face of the screen, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. It absolutely is. Okay, when they violate God's moral law, guess what we're supposed to do, friends? Matter of fact, I can make reference to William Blackstone right now, who said he was one of the founders, along with Charles D. Montesquieu and John Locke. Matter of fact, I got Blackstone's law dictionaries right behind me. And he had said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Period. Our laws, God's laws, condemn the very things that people are giving way to. We have a bunch of revolters in the United States of America. I want to show you how far that this has gone. I'm going to show you a sheriff right now where, to prove the point, the media is playing out once again, accomplices in hopes of covering for the perpetrators or conspirators. You can take it how you want to take it. I just know it. I can feel they're called answer backs. Whenever I say the word conspiracy, right off the bat, you know what people do? Because they've been so brainwashed and desensitized by the mainstream media that they don't believe in, that they, when they hear the word conspiracy, they put up a wall. It's like they go blank. It's like when somebody, again, I hit this yesterday, tells them the truth. It's like they don't know how to respond to the truth. But let me tell you, John Adams was right as well. Once again, the Colossus of Independence was when he said, hey, folks, facts are stubborn things. It doesn't matter if people agree with this or not. But I can tell you this, if I brought one of these people that are indifferent to the truth, though they claim otherwise, to a tree, and I said to them and asked them a question looking at an apple tree, what kind of tree is that? They could easily tell me it was an apple tree. And if I showed them an orange tree, they could easily tell me through the discernment and the good sense that God gave them, as well as the conscience that's been given unto them, which means with knowledge, they would look at that tree and say it's an orange tree. But when I tell them their favorite politicians are responsible for the crimes that I'm highlighting right now, folks, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. What do? They can't identify the tree. Isn't that insane? Isn't that insane? But again, this is what people put up with. Listen to this sheriff when dealing with the press.
So you just pissed me off. Now, I'll let him decide if he's going to answer your question. But all this, you want to ask him about some other case? We're talking about children. Now, if you're getting that from one of your people that typically is behind the phones that y'all have, wants you to ask that question, tell them to have the gonads to come here and ask me that question. This press conference is solely for those pieces of that are right there.
See, he's calling. Hey, folks, he's calling out the press. And notice what he said. You know, picking up those phones for somebody to tell you what you're supposed to say. Did you hear the sheriff say that? Oh, folks, I bet at the end aim of their scorn and their pointed fingers at my ministry for standing on the word of God and the Constitution, in which they are ignorant of, and in many cases they could care less, but those that willfully war against who we are as a people. That's how you're getting your media. That's how you're getting your information. They're told what to ask. They're told what to read through the teleprompters. That's why I say at the beginning of the show, friends, it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, when I even think of, and this is a perfect segue, when I even think of the Bill of Rights, namely the First Amendment, can somebody tell me why the mainstream media is not held accountable as accessories and accomplices for the crimes that they cover for? Because, folks, it is the magnanimity of cases that they're responsible for. It's more than can almost be numbered, friends. They need to be held accountable for what they are through omission, not covering, when it comes to protecting our children. Just laying it out there for you. We're going to come back to the catalog of crimes. 281-845-4704.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, There are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John Dickinson stated, "All artful rulers who strive to extend their power beyond its just limits endeavor to give their attempts as much resemblance or semblance of legality as possible." And when we look to Ephesians 4:14, we can see exactly where John Dickinson extracted the light from that exposes the darkness when making his point. "That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive."
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence. Bradley knows American history and he knows the Bible. Tune into Bradley's powerful and informative radio show and you too will understand the importance of America's true Christian heritage.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
We should be inexcusable to God, to our posterity, to the whole world, if we hesitated a single moment in asserting our right and repelling the attacks of lawless power. Reverend Peter Thacker. President Theodore Roosevelt said, "To announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take our friend from Michigan, Craig. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
When it comes to the teachers and school staff getting busted for crimes against children, we're told that, including even regardless of that, that children are still safer in the public schools during grade quick hour than they are with their parents, including during homeschooling and even in private school.
Yeah, you're breaking out really bad, Craig.
Ah, oh.
Okay, there you go. You sound much better.
That's one of those topics that gets me fired up.
Yep, no, and you know what? I'm just thinking out loud concerning what you're bringing up right now, because I actually have a piece from our friend Alex Newman, who I just seen out in Florida last week. And one of the pieces that he had brought up, and it's imperative that people hear this, but he did a report on, it's Freedom is Never Free, the Liberty Sentinel, but he had highlighted students pressured into homosexual kissing by teacher. And folks, again, I don't need to keep going over this and over this, but you know, what's amazing to me, Craig, is people know it, and regardless, you know what they continuously say to me after events that I do across the country? They say, oh, that's not happening here. It's not happening here. I don't care if it's happening anywhere, because an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. They almost act like they're not their brother's keeper, and yet these are the people that are talking about love that are somehow or another convincing their children that they love them by dropping them off at the public school to be raised up by their sworn enemies to become a prey to sexual predators. But I warned people of this over 25 years ago because I seen it firsthand in public schools. And I just did a high school a month and a half ago, friends. And everybody wants to say it's not happening here, yet we keep seeing headlines like this all day long. And according to, if I can, and I'll give you the last word here, my friend, but when you look at Deuteronomy 19:19, I think it's important for people to understand this is how law works. It says, and the judges shall make diligent, painstaking inquisition, and behold, if a witness be a false witness, that means they created something or they're guilty of something that they're accusing others of, and have testified falsely against his brother, then you shall do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put evil from among you. And really what that is doing is teaching men the fear of God, and by showing them the consequence, this, if you go ahead and do this, this is exactly what's going to happen to you, and you better not be a false witness in the process, because again, we're going to do to you what you meant to do to them. But when we look at what's going on here, friends, it is happening all over the country, and the people all the well know it. The people all the well know it, Craig. So I'll give you the last word, my friend. It's all yours.
Even outside of the topic of homosexuality and Drag Queen Story Hour, recently a former teacher was busted as undergoing prosecution for a sexual crime against a student, which happened 10 years ago. His mother was the superintendent at the time that incident happened.
Yep. No, I mean, it's becoming prevalent across the boards. And it is exactly what we're dealing with, which, by the way, is a perfect segue into going. Thank you for the call, Craig. Love hearing from you, my friend from Michigan. But I want to segue over into what, again, our forefathers and the reason they gave us the Declaration of Independence, because it's interesting that we're not seeing immorality within those things that were thrown off by our forefathers. And I think most people would understand why that was, because if you look at, let's say, in comparison or in parallel to their said Declaration of Independence, it was called the Mayflower Compact. And people need to understand that our forefathers, many of them were raised up under Puritan preachers, having listened to up to 5,000 sermons before they were adults. And so in saying that, friends, when you understand the Mayflower Compact, you'll understand exactly why I'm continuously making reference to the Word of God, because that's who our forefathers were when they were incarnate, when they were here on this earth. And these are the documents that they had left us. And I also want to make clear, as Alfred Regenery said, he said the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were based on the premise that government was the great threat to freedom. I want to say it again. The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, by the way, the Bill of Rights was to double vouchsafe who we are by declaring them the thou shall not. If people would wake up to their own founding documents, I would go so far as to say 95 to 98% of those that are in office right now would be thrown in jail. for encroaching upon our God-given rights. And that is not a, that's not a stretch, people. It really isn't. Because look now what they're advocating for. Look what we've been talking about over the last half hour. They're the ones advocating for this. And the powers that are tolerated, those that are pulling the strings by your said or concerning your said representatives, they're the ones that are installing these people to normalize the crime. And it goes back to what I said 25, 30 years ago. They're trying to Europeanize America, because if they can do that, then they can judge arbitrarily. In other words, that will remove the Lord, and now they become, and they put themselves in the seat of government as if to suggest they are now God. And that's what they want. That's why I continuously as well tell the American people, you have a system that is set up to remove God, which will never happen in a gazillion trillion years, friends. This is, hey, folks, the bad guys are in the Lord's system, not the other way around. That's why I'm humored when I hear people say, oh, there's 300 men that control the world. No, there's 300 men that you acknowledge in the place of God, which he means to overthrow through his sovereign power, through his church. And yet you claim to be what it is that you're not. They're in control of nobody outside of those that bend over and allow them. And I'm not saying that in a vulgar sense, in any sense of the word. I'm saying that in the sense of, if you don't want them riding your back, then stand up and get them off your back. Because I can tell you, these 300 men that you declare run your world, I can tell you right now, they don't run my world. And they're not going to run my world by the grace of God. I am not their business. I am my Father's business. And that is the bottom line. And when I read Genesis to all the way to the book of Revelation, I see what the Lord told us to have dominion. He didn't say anything about a bunch of bad guys having dominion until we look over at Revelation. And that is because of the people tolerating the crime. And it's exactly what we're highlighting here now. But again, let's go back to this. Our Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were based on the premise that government was the great threat to freedom. And I want to tell you, it's not government. It's not the institution of government. I was just talking to a guy about this the other day, and it's just like, it's almost distorted. The institution of government is God-ordained. The problem that we're having in government today is the fact that the American people don't want to take responsibility for the fact that they are the government and that their representatives operate through delegated authority from the people. What do you think Congress is, people? It's your voice. They only do what you allow them to do and no more. And if they do more and you don't want to hold them accountable for their crimes, they're going to do it again. Government is God-ordained. The institution of government, 1821, 1825 of Exodus. It is an awesome institution. Again, the problem we're having is bad men that are tolerated in office, that are desecrating the blood of those that fought, bled, and died fighting against such over and third world countries that are now tolerated in this country today to reside in the halls of government. And I don't think there's anybody with a good head on their shoulders and a good heart within, which is the worst part of them. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who could know it? But I'm talking about a Holy Ghost heart, and I'm talking about good men that he has made good, right? And the only thing good that we have is Christ in us. Amen. Hallelujah. But the problem is the bad men that are tolerated by the said good people. And the good people that tolerate the bad people, they're not the good people. They're just as bad as those that they tolerate. And if it wasn't true, then why is it that the people in this country, out of gratitude for what's been given unto them, why is it that they're not standing up and protest? I'll tell you why. Because they're being entertained by those that are controlling them. And they love it. Like the Lord says, my people would have it so. That's right. So folks, the institution of government is not good. How come it ran so well during the founding era? Yes, we have gone through trials and tribulations and tumultuous times. Yep. But in most cases, friends, why is that? Because Americans, the people of this country, tolerated the corrupt to create wars that were unjust in the first place. And what they did is they figured it out after the fact, and they had to stand up and defend themselves while they still had the time to do so, and they did so up to the present time. Again, people, we need good men in office. That's the problem. Hey, and I can tell you another thing, too. After the event I just did in Florida last week, I can tell you exactly what the problem is. I can tell you exactly what the problem is. Men don't even know who they are. There's so many people that declare God first and Jesus is the only way. But when you see how they operate in their own lives and what they tolerate, that's the key right there. What it is that they tolerate, that is the problem. They don't hold to the Word of God. And that is one of the things that I've done since day one, by the grace of God, to His glory, is I'm not going to compromise His word, nor am I going to compromise the Constitution. The purpose of the Constitution was to limit the power of government, not the people. We'll be right back.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello folks, this is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from first-hand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
BBSRadio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. I love the topic. I love the topic. I love the topic. I absolutely do, 100%. I love the topic. Hey, folks, you want to be free? Know the law. You want peace? Prepare for war. And the way to prepare for war is knowing the law, because you are called to be that law. If you want peace, folks, that's through the rule, that's through the reign of law. You want war, that's the force of law. That's corruption. That's the difference right there. If you want peace, then you find it in Christ, John 16:33. You're not going to find it any other place. And it's at the end of God's law, where Christ establishes it through faith, Romans 3:31. And he is the end of the law for righteousness to those that believe, Romans 10:4. By the way, we have church on Sundays. Folks, if you'd like to check it out, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Also, I hope our friends at KHNC 1360 a.m. are okay. I'm giving a shout out right now. I'm talking to my friend over there, Jason, who runs that and operates that station in Johnstown, Colorado. We're looking to have an event at the beginning of August, so we're in the works right now concerning that event. Also wanted to give you a heads up. We're going to be at Farragut next month, the beginning of the month in Tennessee. I'll also be in studio with David Knight. I'm looking forward to that. We'll probably end up getting a couple more dates in between there. But again, I'm just making the time to make you aware. Check us out in our schedule, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the schedule. Also check out the store. Okay. Okay, so let's get back to this again. I want to highlight some things here concerning the Declaration of Independence. Rather than just going line upon line, precept upon precept, which we may do if time is allotted, which it probably won't. But let's go over to this. So the Declaration of Independence, again, it was written to formally sever ties with Great Britain for the purpose that they would not be ruled by God's moral law, and to justify the revolution to the world and to secure vital foreign military alliances, namely with France. What it did is it provided a rallying cry rooted in natural rights, the word of God, declaring that when a government abuses its power, the people have a right to change it. Okay? They have a God-given right to change it. Friends, you do not have to tolerate corruption. It's that simple. So we get key quotes on why it was written, namely Thomas Jefferson. He was the main architect of the Constitution, and the other four actually were Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman, Benjamin Franklin, and John Adams. But namely going back to Thomas Jefferson, who became, obviously we all know, the third president of the United States. Jefferson explained in 1825 that the Declaration was a necessary appeal to justify the resort to arms and to present the common sense of the American position. In other words, they were not going to be bullied. And so when we look at the preamble of the Declaration of Independence, we can see the document outlines that governments are created to secure these natural rights, these God-given rights. To what? To life. Folks, what is government doing today? What are you allowing? Because I know people love to put it in the position of they. Look what they are doing. Look what the government is doing. No, they're only doing what you're tolerating. And what I tell you, and it's an actual factual quote, every government deserves the very government, or every people and every nation deserves the government that it has. It absolutely does. Because it's a reflection of those people as to what they'll tolerate and what they won't tolerate. Oh, I can just hear somebody say, Bradley, come on, Bradley, you're just uneducated and you don't realize that we are not a theocracy. You are incorrect. We are a theocracy. That number is 281-845-4704. Please call me and correct me in front of all of our affiliates. I would totally appreciate it. 281-845-4704. The reason I say that is every country, every government is a theocracy, and it's either under the judgment of God or it's under the blessings. Again, the wheels and the woes. Why? Because the Lord is sovereign among all nations. All, not some. And either you're reaping the curse or you're reaping the blessings. It's just that simple in Christ. Okay? And that falls to individuals as well. But again, the document outlines the governments that are secured to natural rights to life. Look at the government today, friends. Look at the American people have tolerated their said representatives to do, to violate the number one topic or purpose of those documents. And that was life. The American people have allowed an oligarchy to go ahead and normalize murdering their own children. Yet they don't have a right to do it. right? Again, it's premised on God's word, common law. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And you better know there's going to be a recompense, people. Liberty, what's under attack, friends? Well, they're entertaining you now out of your liberty. They've been doing this for a long time. You just got a good taste, an eye taste concerning what's going on by the said president of the United States of America, Caesar, entertaining the people through gladiator games. Bradley, that's so far out there. Now it happens. Oh my goodness, how did you know that, Bradley? Because I study the past. Guess who told us to study the past, people? Our forefathers. Go to the Congress, the Library of Congress in D.C., and you're going to see that inscripted right up on the wall. So we can see life is under attack by what you call government today, which is not. That is arbitrary. They're acting as if they're above the law by advocating which God condemns. Liberty, hey folks, go through the airport line. It is intrusive to no end. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Again, look at the baser sort that they're using to violate the American people to do what others will not do. Folks, it's a pretended authority. Do you understand how many said laws are predicated and premised on a pretended authority in this country that has no lawful backing, but because they say so, you better obey? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. You should see the airports, friends. And I knew it wasn't going to stop. I knew once the people started to let them put their hands on them, it was going to go further than that. Oh, folks, and it is. Now they're trying to make you take a picture. It's like, nope. I'm seeing people beginning to reject that because they're understanding that your said representative government has stolen trillions of dollars of your money and trying to create up a surveillance system that matches none other than China's social score and social credit system over there where they have 400 million cameras. This is why the data centers are being shut down by the American people. They understand that it's at work here now. Hey, folks, we need to quit just defending ourselves. We need to go back and reverse what's going on and hold accountable those that advocated and normalized the murder of children and all these other crimes and those encroachments upon our rights, namely the Second Amendment and how you're supposed to have a permit, this, that, and the other thing. Well, it doesn't stop there, friends. It also outlines, the Declaration does, the pursuit of happiness. Hey, folks, Christian liberty is freedom from sin, not freedom to sin, okay? If grace has not changed you, it's because you have not been saved by grace. Just want to make sure that you understand that. So the purpose of happiness is according to the word of God. Read 2 Corinthians 3:17. And it ends with, and derive their authority from the consent of the government. We're in control here, people, under God. Bottom line. John Adams said, writing to Abigail Adams, he stated that despite the inevitable cost in blood and treasure concerning the War of Independence, he said the independence gained was worth the sacrifice. Was it? On their half, hey, I do nothing but honor every one of those that sacrificed to give us what we have. Absolutely. But look at how their posterity's treated it, friends. I bet John Adams is repenting in heaven, as he said, because they didn't take time to understand the price paid for it. James Madison, the father of the Constitution, said, Madison noted that the document was intended to express the harmonizing sentiments of the American people rather than discover new truths. In other words, what they did, friends, is they went back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Bob, got about a minute and a half. It's all yours, my friend. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Oh, Bradley, you got me goosebumps all over. Your introduction is perfect, and your message today needs to be preached by every pulpit in America. It's exactly what we need. Now, I'll say two things. The first sentence of the Declaration, laws of nature, nature's God. No human laws should be suffered to contradict these. That is our litmus test. And then the first sentence of the Constitution, first three words, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union, it's we the ones that have to be enforcing the law with these guys that we're putting in office, and they're breaking our Republican form, and that's Article 4, Section 4, and violating that is treason. So this is the message, and I hope you'll keep on it from here and ever after. and I just knew you were going to come back.
It's the tall old tree and the strong old.
All right, what's that last word, Bob? You got about 10 seconds.
I just knew you'd come back with something fantastic.
I appreciate you, guy. I'd love to come out to Texas, man. I'm telling you what, you guys are under attack by Paxton and your said governor, who are Zionists, man. I mean, giving way to the Muslims. Yeah. And, folks, I'm telling you what, if you want to book us, now's the time to do it. To all of our affiliates, we love you by what we do, and we'll see you at church on Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Please share the links with others, because you know how heavily we are being censored.